This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A judge ruled Friday that RTD does not have to pay a contractor over issues involving some commuter rail lines. The two parties sued each other for tens of millions of dollars for issues that plagued the A line to DIA, specifically crossing gates that came down too early and stayed down too long. The judge said that was the contractor's responsibility. A judge has denied another motion to push back a preliminary hearing in the Club Q shooting case. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports.
The defense also asked for more complete video surveillance from Club Q on the night of the shooting, specifically audio from 10 p.m. forward. They argued that any possible interaction between the suspect and others prior to when the shooting occurred could help determine intent and potential bias. The prosecution said since they know the right person is in custody, that level of evidence isn't necessary at this point in the case. They also said they've been hindered by technical issues. Ultimately, the judge asked to expedite the sharing of any additional surveillance footage, but said the case will proceed as scheduled. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
And former Denver Broncos player DeMarcus Ware has been elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Ware won a Super Bowl with the Broncos and played the final 3 years of his career in Denver. He'll be inducted at a ceremony in Canton, Ohio in August. Nice weather for the Front Range today, highs in the 50s. This is CPR News and KRCC.